Welcome back to PCK Pop Culture Kids. Today we're going to be talking about a book that was popular a little while ago. I got it actually at a school book fair, my school book fair. It's called A Strange New World by Rachel Vincent. I think I'm saying that right. It's a New York Times best-selling author. And the cover is a bunch of girls wearing red, lined up against each other, just a beautiful red dress, and one girl that looks exactly like them. All the girls look the same, but one girl's wearing a white dress looking the opposite direction. The book isn't one of those encrypted ones where it is based in our time. It's actually based in the future. I like the way it's made. So every chapter or every other chapter or so, it switches. So the first chapter, it'll say the name of the character it's based from. The first one is nothing because we don't know there's two characters in the story yet. The second chapter, however, is Dahlia, and that is because it switches between Dahlia and another girl in the story to see their two perspectives. They're two clones, but they're opposite of each other. I really enjoyed the book, especially between the two different views of the story. The characters' thoughts and feelings were really put into the book. It's a pretty short book. I'd appreciate it if it was longer. I've read it twice already. But the basic storyline is this girl escapes from Lakeview. Lakeview is a cybernetically low-tech. Nobody can record a video and post it. It's basically no-tech. The reason being is because the clone factory is there. And the people who own the clone factory are a little bit sketchy. They're going against this tech company that is Dahlia's parents. And they make screens for walls. And they're going against the clones because they support local businesses. Dahlia is this mass superstar who has her own live TV show. And it's just this absolutely massive thing. She's popular everywhere. Everyone wants to know her. But she supports businesses that don't use clones. And so, to help people get work. And she doesn't know that she's a clone, and that this other girl got mixed up in with the other clones. And there's this whole crazy storyline. Everything's jumping around. They end up having to break into the factory. I actually got a new mic. It's my mom's, but I'm using it. She allows me to. I'm hoping that this is going to work for an episode. I hope you'll enjoy it. We have an episode coming. It's already been recorded and scheduled for Thursday. So look out for that. I hope you are all right with the name change. I'm going to set up something so that you can let me know if you like the name change. Also, sorry for that interruption. My dog had to come inside. He's pretty loud. The door's pretty loud. But anyway, where were we? Yeah. In the book, the perspective I really liked, how all the characters line up together and trick each other. I like how it's like very young adult based, that this would be leaning towards our older audience. I also noticed that I'm not really liking the age group of my audience.
28 to 59.
I don't really like how I have older people listening to a kids' channel. It could be the parents letting their kids listen. I will set up emails. Please let me know for any suggestions for the channel. But it won't be changing off this kind of basics. I'll stay geared towards that audience. If you think the content that I'm now trying to create in these next few weeks will be suitable for a different age group, let me know. I'm still trying to set up email. I'm still trying to get all that. But I could just put my email in the bio and you guys can just let me know. I might create an email just for this podcast so you can send me emails for that. Not 100% sure what I'm going to do yet, but yeah. After that note though, with the book review, the book has just an amazing storyline to it. Throughout the book, it switches between the characters. The characters interact with each other in different ways. Their doll, the other girl in the book, I cannot remember her name. She has a boyfriend, even though she's not supposed to have hormones. They keep discovering stuff about the clones and that they're not actually these sleepy, drowsy things, but there's sedatives in their food making them very drowsy and forget about the world around them. And there's just all of this crazy stuff stacking up upon other things. This is definitely for a little bit of an older audience, like 12, 13. I read it at 11. I would recommend being 10 and up to read the book. Just because there is an older basis to it. So, to the younger audience, I'm sorry, this book review isn't really for you. It might interest you, your parents might let you. I'm just saying it might not be the greatest thing to listen to read. It might not pique your interests yet. But I would really recommend getting the book. No, they didn't sponsor me. Speaking of sponsors, are you prepared for a sponsor segment? I'm not 100% sure if you're prepared for a sponsor segment. You ready for this? Three. Two, one, zero. Well, thanks for listening to the whole ad and nothing but the ad because I appreciate it. I'm actually, by the time you are listening to this, I will hopefully have the budget set up and this should hopefully be going out on a Tuesday or Wednesday. Can't even remember what day it is. Oh, yes, Tuesday. This should be out on a Tuesday. If it is on a Tuesday a week later, let's just pretend that's planned. Well, signing off. Thanks for tuning in to CKP Kids. And remember, don't play on screens all day. Keep active. Drink lots of water and don't be afraid of pickles. Signing off. Working on an outro. See ya.